Happy Monday, everybody. Thanks so much, as always, for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. So glad you're here for another great Trip Report show. But today, you're getting a bunch of Trip Reports. What we have for you, we have a live call-in show from Sunday night, November 25th, where we take your calls, and mostly we take mini Trip Reports. So we hear about taking international students to Walt Disney World, a couple of guests who just got back within 24 hours of being at Walt Disney World. We hear about Pop Century stays, Coronado Springs stays, great meals at 1900 Park Fair, Tusker House, Food and Wine Festival dining. It's a lot of fun. So if you like Trip Reports, we've got a lot. We've got news. We've got Trip Reports. We've got it all on today's show. So sit back and enjoy this podcast. Don't forget today's show brought to you by our friends over at touringplans.com. So if you want to stay out of lines and see the most amount of attractions possible on your next Walt Disney World, Disneyland, or Universal vacation, check out the friends over at touringplans.com. And as it is Cyber Monday and you're doing that online shopping, please, this is a big day for us. Use that Amazon affiliate link. You're going to get all your Prime benefits. It costs you nothing at all extra. Exactly the same great prices. Just click through our link and it'll take you right to the site. BeOurGuestPodcast.com/Amazon. It supports everything we do throughout the year. So again, please bookmark it and use it throughout this holiday season. BeOurGuestPodcast.com/Amazon.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to the November 2019 Be Our Guest Podcast live call-in show. We are going to be taking your calls for the next hour with mini Trip Reports, talking about all the latest news and happenings down at Walt Disney World. Of course, I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and one of the senior agents over at the Magic for Less Travel. And we have Ricky joining us as well to take your calls. And she is from TouringPlans.com at DisneyWorldAfterAll.com and The Mouse for Less. Did you have a good weekend, Ricky? What's going on?
I did, yes. I went and saw Frozen 2. I did not get to see the Mr. Rogers movie. Thanks, Mike.
I told you the spoiler of that movie.
Yes, and I might have called you a name. So did that. Brian and I did some handyman work around the house. We fixed our leaking shower, which was kind of nice. So it was a water theme, you know, Frozen 2, leaky shower, kind of a water theme weekend. I don't know.
That's good stuff. I mean, you got to get things ready for Thanksgiving, which by the time this show comes out on the feed will have passed. But happy Thanksgiving to everybody. And you got to get your home repairs in order.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, that's fine. We weren't really doing it for the family. It was just I was tired of my water bill getting higher and higher because, you know, leaking faucets. So
that's true. But,
yes. So anyway, did that. And let's see. We actually went to Melting Pot, too. Every year, Brian and I go for like Christmas. But this year, since like our entire December is all the weekends are booked. So we were like, we should probably do this now. So we had our nice date night at Melting Pot, which is kind of a tradition for us now. So.
Again, another tie into Frozen, though, the fondue.
That's true. It was a very Frozen like weekend, apparently. So, yeah.
Yeah, we got to get out and see that because we saw the first one on my birthday a few years back. And, you know, that movie hits home with me having two daughters. So, you know, hopefully, you know, Pam and I don't go away and have to survive on their own. That'd be my worst nightmare, but, you know.
Right. Yes. No, it is a good movie. There are questions that I have. Okay. I will leave it at that. I'm not going to say anything more. But it did leave me with questions. So I was like, huh. So anyway, that's all.
Yeah. Stop talking because you will spill the dirt.
I will not spoil anything. Yeah. Trust me, that's not spoiling anything. So
don't spill the tea. See, look how hip I am.
Hey, good job. Kermit. Good job, Mike.
All right. Hey, give us a call, 407-413-9395. Like I said, we can take many Trip Reports. I know we have lots of folks just back from Walt Disney World. I've been getting emails from folks today saying they're at Walt Disney World. They're going to try to give us a call today. So, you know, we'll do that. We'll jump into any of your calls. We'll talk about the Disney news. I will tell you that I've, you know, 2 weeks into Disney Plus, and I know this is, you know, not really theme parks, but I'll tell you what, the Imagineering series has me jonesing to go back to Walt Disney World and to get to Disneyland more than anything, because the footage is so amazing and the stories, they're really bringing out the personality in the Imagineers. I love that series.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we were actually watching Disney Plus right before we started recording. I was going to do the second, because I'm a little behind because we were in Walt Disney World last weekend. I was going to do the second episode of the Imagineering story, but again, I ran out of time. So instead, we did the Jeff Goldblum series. We started that one. So that was interesting. I got to say.
You're crazy. All right, we have our first call of the night. Hey, who's joining us?
Hey, this is Jen from the Westplex as well.
Hey. Out in St. Charles. What's going on?
Hey, I just thought I'd call in with a mini trip report if you want.
Okay, but first, you're going to be our guinea. Can you hear Ricky?
Yes.
Okay,
it works. Yes.
Good deal. Okay, so give us the mini trip report. Lay it on us, because this is going to be a Monday show for the feed, because little inside baseball, we record the trip reports on Wednesday nights, and this Wednesday is my birthday, so I'm taking the night off. We're going to go out to eat and just have some fun. So
that's okay.
This is what this is going to have to do for that next Monday. So, yeah, give us a trip report. That's what we do on Mondays.
Yeah, I was going to say happy belated birthday as well. So.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
So we did 10 nights down at Disney and Disney Cruise combined and about 2 weeks ago. So my daughter and I, Jocelyn, who you've talked to before, we went down for a couple nights and did pre-cruise parks. And we did the 6 a.m. early extra magic hours at Hollywood Studios. And she got up like a sport, but she got on Slinky Dog because that was our only way to ride Slinky Dog. And she didn't realize the slingshot. And so she wasn't a fan. And then we went and did Toy Story. And she didn't like the 3D effects. So needless to say, our day was done. But we had seen Galaxy's Edge the day before. And, you know, like Ricky said on a previous show, Oga's Cantina is not for kids. We were lucky and had a table with other people, and we got to actually sit down. But she just did not enjoy it. It was okay for me, but luckily they didn't get upset when she brought in her Star Wars Coke to drink instead of ordering off the menu. So that was. Mm-hmm. That was good.
Well, I mean, think about it. A Star Wars Coke's only, $6 for, a little Coke? You know, I mean, if you go in there and you buy a drink, I think my drink that I had, I can't remember what it was called, the Carbon Freeze, maybe, something like that. But, no, it was a tequila drink, but it was, $17. It was crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy. But we paid, and, you know, we met a couple people, you know, a few other people. So, but, you know, that was the start of us realizing that she especially is not big into parks, even though she's done it for the last 10 years or so. But then we got on the cruise, and like you, Mike, we're big cruise fans, as you know. And so this was a unique one. It was a Fantasy that sailed to Mexico. So there was a night at Cozumel, or a day at Cozumel and a day at Costa Maya and Castaway Key. And this was our Grand Slam cruise. So we've now sailed on all four. But I will tell you that if anybody gets to Cozumel, there is a chocolate and pinata excursion that Disney offers that was so much fun. You make your own Mickey Head chocolate, and you learn how to make pinatas. It was a lot of fun.
See, I know I'm totally in the minority, but Cozumel is my favorite Western Caribbean port because there's a lot to do. I've been there probably four or five times now. We've done... I'm a huge Amazing Race. I'm a huge reality TV fan. So we've done Amazing Race twice in Cozumel, which is fun. We won the last time. Set a course record, baby, Scott Page and I. That was so fun. I've done Paradise Beach, which is a really great beach day in Cozumel. My wife and I on our honeymoon rented Jeeps and snorkeled, even though we thought we were going to die when we snorkeled, but we liked the Jeeps. But there's a lot to do there. And like you said, I mean, there's probably 100 things to choose from, where Grand Cayman, there's quite a few things to do at Grand Cayman. I mean, you can go to hell, you can go to Seven Mile Beach,
like
you can get the tortoises.
By the way,
I mean, that's like the biggest thing. I mean, everybody comes back with the shirts. But, you know, for me, Grand Cayman's more just like go to a beachside bar and hang out because we don't shop. But Cozumel's got it going on. What'd you think of Costa Maya?
Honestly, we didn't get off the ship. You know, a lot of people in our Facebook group did beach excursions and things like that. Actually, I'm corrected. Jocelyn corrected me. Her dad and she got off the ship and shopped in the little port there. It would have been nice to have seen the ruins, but they're such long days. And for a 10-year-old, it's just not, you know, a good day, maybe if they're older.
Yeah, that's true. So now that you've done all four ships, which one would you say is your favorite?
My favorite would be the Wonder because of Tiana's place and the beignets and the show experience, and also being a smaller ship. But if you ask Jocelyn, she would probably tell you the Dream or the Fantasy because of Vanellope's and Sweet on You and the Aqueduct. And then if you ask my husband, he has no clue what the difference is between all four ships.
They all have horns and they go places out in the water.
Yes, exactly.
Exactly. And then I'll tell you real quick, afterwards, one of the shows that would be great if you guys could do from like the start to the end is the Run Disney experience. We did our first Run Disney weekend at Walt Disney World. And I'll tell you, you know, it's great being part of the Lizards that made it as well. But just the whole experience got us hooked and we're ready to go back for a Rival Run.
Yeah, awesome. I do. You know, a lot of folks have been asking me to do a show, and I'm going to try to squeeze this in here somewhere where, you know, a lot of folks have been asking me, you know, how do you train for Dopey or what do you do for a marathon? And I want to make it more what everybody does, because I don't think my plan is for everybody. You know, I think it's a pretty stupid plan. What I do, run every day. So right. I'd rather hear better advice, but I don't mind sharing my race weekend stories and, you know, tips that I've learned as far as the mechanics of going to the races, getting the parks in, still having a vacation during a race weekend, you know, some of the goodies we've gotten over the years. I'm excited because they just Run Disney just put out the swag for marathon weekend this year, the ears. So I guess that's like a permanent thing, because at first I thought it was just going to be for the 25th, but then we got them again last year, and this year they look really cool. They're another blue set. So I'll be thinking about those ears for 26.2 miles. Give me my ears.
They do such a great job. It is a little more expensive than, you know, your hometown races, but they do such a great job from the expo, from check-in, you know, the swag usually, and then all the way through, you know, with all the medical tents along the way and the finishing boxes and drinks, it was just really impressive. And then, you know, we were worn out, so we went to the parks for a little bit, but and got to see the Christmas tree change over at the Magic Kingdom from Saturday to Sunday. But really, we came away realizing that we are not parks people, and we just love being at the resorts. And we stayed at the Swan on the back end and loved it, and the Pop Century on the front end. And like I think I told you, Jocelyn could just ride the gondola, the Skyliner, all day long.
And you know, I think that's something that when you discover that, that's more comfortable, because you go down to Walt Disney World, and everybody at home, you know, and let's face it, for our first few trips, everybody knows it's about seeing 100,000 attractions. And that's a successful trip, you know, as if you do 38 rides and it's like a Six Flags trip. But then as you go more and more, it becomes about swimming at your pool, going to restaurants, playing putt-putt, you know, swimming at the pool again, you know, chilling. Because, you know, once you realize that, God, it's like a load off your shoulders. You can relax and realize, this is what makes me happy. Because I think a lot of times your first few trips, you feel like it's not successful unless you do a lot in the parks.
Exactly. Well, I won't keep your line. So just wanted to call in and say thank you for all the ideas you guys give us along the way through all the podcasts.
Hey,
and thanks to the Lizard.
You're brand new. Appreciate it so much. Yeah. And tell Jocelyn we said happy Thanksgiving.
Absolutely.
Happy Thanksgiving. You. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. 407-413-9395, 407-413-9395. For those people that are not into the Disney Cruise Line, the Grand Slam is when you sail all four ships, because there's only four. Yeah. I don't know what it'll be called in a few years.
I don't know, man. I don't know what it'll be called. Yeah.
That's cool. So, hey, what's in the news? Like, what's breaking lately that we, you know, is there anything out there? Because I have an announcement about the podcast, which I'll be doing at the end of the show. So don't go anywhere. It's not a big deal, but it's something fun.
Okay. I don't even know that
I haven't told you either. So stay tuned.
Oh.
We're going down to two hosts. No, just kidding. We're not.
Oh, man. I'm out.
No, Pam should be back this week, too. So that's
yeah,
good.
Hopefully. All right. So what is in the news? Well, you know, right now, Disney is offering a four-park magic ticket. So it's kind of interesting. They offered it a little bit ago, and it's come back. And what it is it allows you to experience all four Walt Disney World theme parks with 4 days worth of tickets, starting at about $89 per day, plus tax. Of course, that can change depending on, what day you select and things like that. But you'll get admission, one admission to each of the Walt Disney World theme parks. And then that's four separate admissions on 4 days. The tickets can only be used to enter each theme park once and only one theme park per day. And you can also choose to add either of the water parks, so Typhoon Lagoon or Blizzard Beach, and you get admission to the NBA experience for just $40 more. So if you are looking at just hitting up the four theme parks and maybe doing a water park or something else, I mean, this is a really great option for people. So I think it's a really good idea. You must select a start date on number 4, September 30th, 2020, and the ticket will expire 7 days after the selected start date. So just keep that in mind.
So outside of those tickets, you just brought up something that I've been wanting to ask you. I'm on the podcast, so let's do it now.
All right.
3 years from now, let's say 5 years from now, because NBA experience still going to be open? No, it won't. I don't think it's making it. I mean, I haven't seen something flop this hard that, you know, since I've seen a dead fish.
Jeez, Mike.
But I mean, I'm not an NBA fan, but I've heard they're begging people to go.
I understand what you're saying. I think it was added as a tie-in because ABC has a very large tie-in with NBA. Something tells me that Bob Iger might be a really big NBA fan. I'm not entirely sure, but the way he really tries to, I mean, he was at the opening, so like there's some sort of connection between the NBA and of course Disney. So I think they're going to try to push it as hard as they can. And I mean, we already have annual pass discounts, which did not take long. So Brian is a big NBA fan, and I don't know. We'll see what happens.
But it's so expensive. I mean, if it was maybe $10, you could get a lot of people through. Because I think you need people through to have buzz. Like $40.
So part of the problem that I think with the originally they said that you were not going to be able, like you weren't going to be able to leave. Like once you left, like you couldn't come in. And then they're like, no, you can come back. It's
please,
fine.
Please come back.
Exactly. But I think one of the things that really hurts it is like they literally have no place for you to like change. You like, they didn't build a dressing room, or you know, like they didn't build any kind of locker room situation. Like they just like were like, ta-da, here you go. So like that seems really faulty to me, because if there's nowhere to change and then you can't go back out to Disney Springs afterwards, like that seems really poor planning on my part, just in my head. So maybe at Christmas. I mean I can't guarantee that we'll do it, but like possibly I might consider it, because you know we'll be down there, but I don't know. It's a weird choice. I agree, it's a weird choice. It's just I don't know.
But I mean, but look at Splitsville though. Splitsville is like a huge success, and it's expensive bowling. I mean, it's not cheap bowling. It's super expensive bowling.
Yeah.
But it's more than a bowling alley. It's the whole feel. It's the good food. It's the, you know, high end food mixed with, you know, like sushi and bowling.
Well, there is
going to
be a restaurant that's coming. It's just not done yet. But that, again, it's not like, I think it was supposed to be tied in, and then they were like, never mind, we're not going to tie it in. So like, it's going to be a sports bar type restaurant, but like, it's not going to be tied into the NBA like I think it was supposed to be. It's just, I don't know what they were thinking. I mean, I'm going to be perfectly honest. I have a husband who's in the NBA, and I still don't know what they were thinking. So
Here's the thing though. As I was thinking about this, I think it would have succeeded back in the Ultimate Park Hopper days, like, or the, whatever, back when you used to, you know, if you stayed 7 nights, you got 7 days for the tickets to do whatever you want. You go to the water parks, you can park hop, you could do, you know, you could do whatever. You went to, like, if it rained, I went to Disney Quest. It was included. Like, I mean, you did all those other things because they were built into the ticket. You know what? Even if they charge, and I hate to say this, but even if they charge more for the ticket, but like didn't tell you, you know what I'm saying? Like, here's your ticket. It's $20 more. You can go to NBA experience. You can go to the water park for a couple days. You know, like, I think that's where these other ancillary type things really succeed, because I would walk in there and, I'm paying it, because, I mean, what if they bought $40 into the ticket just for that option?
Yeah.
You know, because then most people aren't going to go.
I don't know, man. I think they thought it would just do something that it's just not. And
maybe it will. It's new.
It is new, but it has zero buzz, like you said. Like, nobody's talking about this place. I mean, they had to beg the guy who bought Buzzy's clothes to That's true. Come in and be like, please come in. We won't press charges if you come in.
Buzzy's owner of the clothes is on the line with us.
We don't know about that story. No, Google
that's
it,
a good story.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Got a caller. Hey, who's joining us?
Hey, this is Maggie from the Mitten.
Hey, Maggie up in Michigan in the Mitten. You got all the M's going. What's going on tonight?
Oh, not much. I'm just calling in to give you guys a little mini trip report.
Awesome. Go for it.
Yeah, I went right at the end of October, and my best friend and I took her international student. You know, it's not an exchange student because she's not sending her six-year-old to Germany.
I forgot. Yeah, that's true. I guess you'd have to kick your kid out, too.
But it was so special. And I just thought, I mean, it's a weird recommendation to give people. Hey, get an international student and then take them to Disney. But man, was it amazing. Like, you could not wipe the smile off her face the whole time. And it was so special. I mean, the whole time we were on Soarin', I was watching her. I was not watching the screen. I was watching her reactions.
Oh, that's so awesome.
That's a good idea. You know, because that's kind of how it is, like when you take your kid for the first time. But I mean, there would be something to be said for somebody that's more mature and, you know, really trying to immerse themselves in a new culture at the same time.
Yeah. So we also got to, this was really fun and kind of unexpected. So we were at Hollywood Studios for a very short amount of time. So I got to choose, like, do we want to do Slinky Dog Dash, which I had never done before, or did we want to go do Smuggler's Run? And I chose Slinky Dog. So we got in line for it maybe 15 or 20 minutes before the park closed. It said it was like a 40-minute wait. But we got on right as the fireworks started. And they were going off on, like, both sides of us while we were on Slinky Dog Dash. And that was, like, I wasn't expecting it. It was amazing. I didn't even know where I was in three-dimensional space. It was so fun.
That's so cool. Yeah.
That's one of those things where, like, am I in the middle of a Disney commercial?
Right?
I absolutely felt like that. I really did. So, I mean, that's another thing, like, that I wouldn't have even thought of that I would recommend people. If you can get on Slinky Dog Dash right at the end of the night and you don't care about seeing the fireworks, like, man, that was fun. That was so fun.
So now, when were you down and how long did you have to wait? Because I'm hoping Slinky Dog is going down, but I don't know if it is, the wait times. Did you have Fast Pass?
Yeah. No, we didn't. We didn't have Fast Pass at all. So we were there, like, it was, I mean, that night it closed at 10, and we were in line at about 20 till 10. And we were on it when the fireworks were going. So it had said that it was a 40-minute wait, but we were only in line for 20 minutes.
That's not bad at all.
No.
It was a good situation.
It is. Now, what'd you guys say?
We actually stayed with friends. So we were staying, I have friends in Orlando, so we were crashing with friends for the long weekend.
No, that's called the Ricky plan. That's what Ricky does. That's her hotel.
I know she doesn't. That's why I didn't feel ashamed to tell you guys.
It's okay. There's no shame. I promise.
but that was fun too, you know, to get to see people that you enjoy and care about. And I also wanted to say I had more amazing vegetarian food. I'm a vegetarian, and it's sometimes really hard, especially for me in the past at Magic Kingdom. You know, there'll be like one crappy thing at each restaurant. I had better vegetarian food there this time than I have ever had in the past. Like, they're really making the effort to pump that up, to plus that up. And I would, like, recommend to any vegetarian that Disney World is going to have you accommodated now. Like, that was really good.
Now, let me ask you this, because Ricky and I were kind of having this conversation a couple weeks back, I think, on a question on a Wednesday show where, you know, because we're not experts when it comes to, you know, vegetarian, you know, vegan items, stuff like that. Do you feel like, you know, and again, everything down at Walt Disney World in the form of food is expensive, but I mean, are you getting a decent value as compared to everybody else, do you think? Because, you know, I would imagine, you know, the meals with meat are a lot more expensive than a vegetarian option, but I mean, are you paying nearly the same prices?
Yeah, kind of, but I think that at, what is that called down by Tower of Terror? So Sunshine Market Ranch area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The thing that I got there was about the same price as everybody else's, but it was really delicious and really good. And then, I went to Pecos Bill's and really enjoyed that. And it was less expensive than what everybody else was getting. So I did feel like I was getting a fairly good value. And then of course it was at that you know, still Food and Wine was going on. So we did that. And there's lots and lots of vegetarian options at Food and Wine. That's never been a problem. And, you know, those prices are fairly consistent throughout. So
let me ask one other thing about Food and Wine, and that you're a vegetarian. Did you try that Impossible Burger there that everybody's talking about? People are raving about that thing.
I did that last year. I didn't this year, and here's why. I personally don't like wasabi, and there's a wasabi cream on it. Ooh. But when I went down last year and went to Food and Wine, I did try it, knowing that I don't love wasabi, and I loved it. Like, I thought it was so good. I'd never tried an Impossible Burger before. It was my first one ever, and I was just like, this thing is amazing. You know, some people they don't want stuff to taste meaty. And I didn't become a vegetarian because I don't like meat. I still liked meat. So, you know, as a meat lover who doesn't eat meat, I really, really enjoyed it.
That's fun. You know, they're wearing me out during football with that Impossible Burger, Burger King commercial, you know, like all the cowboys in the bar, you know, like, you blew my socks off, you know,
or whoop me. You know, I can't stop eating them.
That's too funny. That's awesome. So give us one more highlight from the trip. I want to hear more about it.
Yeah. So this part, I have one more little highlight that I wrote down. Well, okay. Two more little highlights.
Go for it.
The funniest picture that I have ever done on Splash Mountain. Like, I was crying. I was laughing so hard. So my friend's exchange student, again, could not wipe the smile off her face. She looks more delighted than she has ever been in her entire life. My best friend, who I was sitting next to, looked like she was about to cry. Like, she looked like she was screaming and like gonna punch into tears at any second. And I held a beautiful, like, snow white pose with my little hands under my chin and staring off into the distance like I was a beautiful princess. And it was the funniest thing ever.
You got a friend. That's the Christmas card right there. You know, it's that season. We'll put that on the Christmas card.
I need to steal that. The snow white thing? Yeah, I need to steal that. That's a good idea.
Yeah, I mean, you want to do something funny for your picture, you know? Like, that one worked really well. It was a good one. And then the other thing that's so funny, too, is just for whatever reason that it worked out this way. Well, I'm going to have you guys guess. Guess what the longest thing was that we waited for in line at Magic Kingdom.
Ooh.
What's the most ridiculous thing to wait for the longest?
Oh, well, I think part of me wants to say the TTA, not that it's ridiculous to wait for, but it has had long lines lately. So I don't know if that's the answer, but I'm guessing
that is a very good guess, Ricky. That's a good guess, but it was actually, it's a Small World.
My gosh.
You have to do it though with your exchange, your international student.
Exactly. That's what we thought. So I don't know how that we walked on to other things, and then we had a really good fast pass set up for that day. And we got an anytime fast pass because of reasons that we don't need to talk about. And so, like, almost everything else we walked on to, and that we waited in line for 35 minutes.
That's crazy.
You know, but if 35 minutes is the worst wait you had in the Magic Kingdom, that's a pretty good day.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
It was. I mean, we skipped things with longer lines. We were that was the end of our trip, and we were ready to not be waiting in lines. So
that's a great tip, though. I mean, I would imagine that, you know. So has your student gone back home yet, or are they still with you?
Oh no, she's still with us. Yeah.
So I'd imagine, though. I mean, as much as the American culture, and I'm sure Michigan is wonderful, just like Missouri, and it has. So, I mean, I hope she goes home before it gets super cold in January. That'd be terrible. Is she from somewhere that's really cold, too?
No, she's from Germany. Oh, and I tried to embarrass her in the Germany pavilion, and she did not fall for it.
We get along well, because that's something I would do too. You know, hey, we're home. I'd be like, as soon as we get there, we're home. We're going to beer garden.
Yes, we're home. Doesn't this look like home? Say hello to her. She's from Germany. Like, that we did not.
Get out your Lederhosen. Yes, I'd totally.
Oh, my gosh.
That'd be awesome. That but exactly. I bet you, though, when she goes home that, you know, because I think that, I mean, it's every American, I mm-hmm. think, you know, it's kind of our lucky thing when you get to go to Walt Disney World, Disneyland. I mean, it's like the thing, but especially an international person getting to go to Walt Disney World. How special is that? What a memory. That's so cool. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, not every kid who comes here to have their home family take them to Disney World. We are very amazing in that way.
That's cool. True. I've always thought of doing that. We don't have much room in our house, but I always thought that would be such. I bet you're getting as much out of it as she is, too, you know, because I think that you learn both ways on a situation like that.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And she's just the sweetest kid. She's so kind. So, you know, it is. It's a win-win situation.
Well, that is awesome. Well, thank you for doing that. And thanks for sharing the mini trip. Let me ask you one other thing. Okay, so I'm going to ask this if everybody calls in for the rest of the day. Give us one tip, something you've learned over the years that maybe somebody isn't thinking about. They're going on a trip here in the next month or two, something just to put in their brain. What's one thing you've learned from your trips?
Oh, man, you're really putting me on the spot.
I know. Give us something good. It's not, you know, it doesn't have to be earth shattering. Just something practical.
I think that the most practical day is to rope drop, take the break in the middle of the day, leave the park, and then come back in the evening. I think that's the way you got to do it. Don't try to push. My best friend wants to push yourself to go all day, every day. And I think that you have to rope drop in the morning. And that's bad for me because I go to bed at 3 a.m. every day. So, but rope drop in the morning, take that break, leave the park, and then come back for the evening.
The only good news with those 6 a.m. extra magic hours they had back in the summer, you could have just stayed up all night and pulled an all-nighter like you're still in college.
Exactly. No, I'm too old for that.
Me too.
I can't do that.
I can't either. No, thanks. If I see the beginning of the 10 o'clock news, I'm like, what am I still doing up? Like, it's way late.
Wow, old man. Jeez.
I got the readers here, so yeah, I'm ready to.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm getting old. Yikes. Well, hey, thank you so much for calling in.
I work evenings, so I'm not crazy. Okay. I work evenings. I'm not a nut.
Yes.
All right. Well, thanks so much, guys. I really appreciate you taking my call tonight.
Thank you so much. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Thank you.
And happy birthday, Mike.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
That's a good tip. Well, that'd be really fun to take your international student to Walt Disney World.
Yeah. You know, we had an international student when I was growing up, and she was from Brazil, actually. And we did not go to Disney. We took her to Chicago. So not the same.
All her friends were at Walt Disney World. I mean, come on, take her down in the summer. Her whole country would have been there.
They were all in Brazil. Yeah, they're Brazilians. Yes.
I can't believe they didn't know that.
Yeah, it was an interesting experience. That's for sure. We loved having her. So
I didn't know that. Yeah. So you learned something new every day.
Yeah, see, I had we called it a foreign exchange student, but I guess it's not true anymore. So, yeah, it's international student.
All right. So. We have another caller on the line. Who's joining us?
Hey, guys. This is Justin from North Carolina.
Justin, what's
going on?
Not much. Just got back yesterday from a week-long trip, so I thought I'd call in and give a little mini report.
I'm loving this because, you know, when people ask me, hey, I want to come on the show, I'm like, awesome, let's do it. How about we talk in 2021? So here we go. One day later, we're talking about your trip and not something that happened 5 months ago or 5 years ago. So give us like 10 minutes of the good stuff. What'd you do?
So this was a trip I planned. I was supposed to take in September for opening of Galaxy's Edge, but those plans got changed due to Dorian. So, this was my makeup date. So, we went pretty hard, stayed in, Riverside for a couple days, and then we switched over to the, Grand Destino Towers. And, like I said, the main thing was trying to hit Galaxy's Edge as often as I could. And I did, but got to hit all the new things, got to ride the Skyliner, which was amazing. I love that. Lots of food, went to the Mickey's, Very Merry Christmas Party. You know, it was really, like I said, though, it was mainly to see Galaxy's Edge and ride them, you know, Smuggler's Run. And I got to do that a few times. So just a pretty epic trip. I can't say enough good things about the new towers. They are, they're awesome.
Yeah. I haven't been to Coronado since the tower opened and it's killing me. I'm not staying there for marathon weekend because I wanted to stay at Pop for the Skyliner, but man, I miss Coronado and I want to stay in those rooms. So they're pretty sweet, huh?
Yeah, well, the deal for the week was too good to pass up. I don't think we would ever be able to stay for that inexpensive again. And we had a water view, and I was like, it was cheaper than our Riverside room.
Yep.
And I'm not exaggerating. And I've been in some pretty nice hotel rooms. It was one of the nicest hotel rooms I've ever been in. I mean, it doesn't have a lot of Disney flair to it, you know, but it's really nice. We were just blown away by how nice it was.
Oh man, you're killing me. I got to get there. So let me ask you this. You mentioned going down for Galaxy's Edge, like 1 to 10, how big of a Star Wars fan are you?
20, 25.
Okay. So
yeah, I was gonna say, time.
Okay, so rate the land then, because you had a long time to kind of think about it, because you were going to be there in September. Now you held off a couple of extra months. I mean, you would probably, I mean, even though you're trying to avoid spoilers and stuff like that, I mean, what were your, did it meet your expectations, exceed, you know, not exceed? What do you think?
It exceeded them. And I had such FOMO going into this. Like, I'm like, I can't, maybe I should go down a quick weekend just to go. I was dying to go, and it really exceeded every expectation I had. I mean, you know, it's funny because you read a lot about how it's kind of dead, and I have to say, it was pretty busy. But I think the way they created the land is it just holds people so well that even when it's busy, you still have room to move and stuff like that. But just every little detail, I was blown away. I mean, I did everything. I created a lightsaber. I created a droid. I rode the Falcon. I figured, hey, I saved money on the room. I gotta do all these.
That's,
you know,
right.
Extra
you gotta
things
do
as well.
The fun stuff in Galaxy's Edge. I don't blame you. That's awesome.
So, yeah.
You can't keep the savings in your pocket. That's Disney's plan. Like, if you're saving money on the room, you're just gonna get it some other way.
Yep.
Yeah, they know what they're doing. Yeah, they the lightsaber experience. I mean, it is an experience. I mean, it is what it is. The cost is the cost, and you know that's what I tell myself when I go. It's like, you know, I'm planning for this. I do it, but it's just, you know, it's something you've dreamed about doing your whole life. I mean, I'm the same age as you, Mike, and it's like Star Wars has always pretty much been a part of my life. And just doing this and seeing that and just having the chance to experience it was well worth the money. I mean, I'll probably never do it again. Well, that's not true. I probably will do it. Yeah, I probably will. You know, my daughter's already wanting to go, so of course I'm going to take her. But you know, that's a whole different, you know, thing. But it really was, you know, just great. I can't say enough good things about it. And, you know, I kept walking by Rise thinking, maybe some soft things. Maybe they need to test it, but no, they're blocking that. Like, you know,
God, it's gonna be
like
awesome.
Nobody's business.
We're so close now. We're so close. Like, as this show comes out, it'll be this week when this show comes out.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I know. And I'm already trying to angle to maybe go in like, maybe, you know, before Christmas, just to go down for a weekend to see if I mean, even if I had to wait in line for 5 hours, that's all I'm gonna go do. You know, I just. Maybe I'll make it happen.
So, well, let me ask you one more thing about Galaxy's Edge, and we'll go on to some of the other stuff that you did. But so I'm sure you're watching, and no spoilers here, you're watching The Mandalorian, right? Which I wasn't going to watch.
Oh,
but
yeah.
I'm totally like in on it. Like, especially episode 3 has been the best. I just saw that today. I mean, does it not feel like that could be tied into the land so well? I mean, does it like not, he's walking through Galaxy's Edge. I'm like, come on now.
Yeah, that's what I keep waiting for. It's like, I think I saw that the other day. I think. Yeah, no, they did a great, you know, like, I mean, I love the Mandalorian show. It's been great. And yeah, I keep thinking, you know what, even if it's not, I'm going to just assume that it is just for my own, you know, sanity. Cause they, you know, absolutely.
And you know, there's going to be baby Yodas all over the place. So just saying.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that was my daughter. She kept asking, can we get a baby Yoda? I said, I don't think they have it yet. I mean, we just have to wait.
It's coming. I'm sure.
No, I've seen all the tweets. Yeah. I mean, Disney, and this is the great thing. I promise the Star Wars talk will be over, but I mean, there is going to be that kind of merchandise out for this holiday season. So to keep that under wraps, that was incredible. If they actually do come out, and I heard they are, they're going to have it this year.
Yeah. Yep.
How did that not get spoiled? Because I remember the first episode, I was like, no way. I can't believe it.
Yeah, you can't keep spoilers anymore. And they did a pretty good job of that.
You just can't go on social media for sure, or else you're done. So
yeah.
All right, so give us a couple more highlights outside of Galaxy's Edge.
Skyliner, love that. I went all around just to go on the Skyliner. I mean, I was like, all right, well, I'll go visit Caribbean Beach for a little bit just so I could, you know, ride the Skyliner. Lots of food. We ate at Ohana. It's funny. I've been going to Disney a couple times a year since I was 4 years old, and there's still things I haven't done. And one of the things I've never done is eat at Le Cellier, and I ate at Le Cellier for the first time. And that
awesome.
was pretty good. You know, I, I know it's not as popular as it once was, but which is kind of good. So we were able to get in, you know, walk up.
Did it live up to your hype, though? That's the question. Like the hype that you'd been hearing.
Yeah, it did. I was like, it was always hyped up. And I think recently kind of people were, you know, it's not been in favor, it seems. But I really enjoyed it. I thought it was really good.
I have a real quick theory on Le Cellier and when it got popular. You want to hear? This is just one of the things I've thought about all these years. And I don't know why I think about this. This is why I do this for a living. So back in the day, there was now this is kind of like Disney Plus is going to have more of these shows. But remember those old Travel Channel shows that would be on, you know, like at Memorial Day, you know, with like Samantha Brown?
Oh, yeah.
There was a show called like Hotels, you know, or something like that. But there was also some specials on the theme parks. There was one of the specials, because I used to show these to my kids at the very end of the year, like the last couple of days of school, we just watched those Travel Channel things. But one of the things they said was, there's this restaurant in Canada, it's a steakhouse, where all the Disney executives go to have lunch. And so when I heard that, I'm like, ooh, that sounds like I got to go there if the Disney executives
eat
there. And you know what? I am not kidding. Right. I think that, just saying that, probably made that restaurant more discoverable for the common person. I don't know, maybe. Huh. It was about the time it got popular.
That sounds about right. I remember I had those shows back when I still had cable. I had those shows on my DVR, and those were the only shows I ever kept. And I would cycle through them every now and then. It was way before YouTube and stuff like that. You know, you could watch it all on YouTube now. But
I had them on my. You remember the old classic iPod with the spinny wheel, the click wheel? I had them on that. I don't know. It took me like forever to figure out how to get them on there, but I had them. Yeah, those were the days. I mean, now you're right. You just go to YouTube and watch them. But yeah, man, it was like you thought you had something. Then like, oh man, I have these specials on my iPod. Yeah, it was a big deal. All right, so give us one more highlight from the trip.
Let's see. What else did we do? Based on your guys' recommendation, I ate at Ale and Compass. That was pretty good.
Nice.
Just, you know, the weather, it was perfect weather. And funny story, I know when the Skyliner was open, everybody was worrying about how hot it would be during the summer. Well, last weekend, it was a little chilly. And those Skyliners also get a little chilly when it's cold out. So that's something.
That's good to know. I did not think about that.
I didn't either. I was worried about melting, and I didn't melt in the summer, but I didn't think about it because they're breezy, kind of like riding in a car with your windows down.
True.
Yeah, and I'm somebody that doesn't get too cold. I mean, I always do it whenever I go in the winter. I'm the type, it's like, you know, I'm born and raised in Florida, and I'm like, I'm not bringing anything warm. I just refuse. I don't care that if it's January, and I'm always buying a sweatshirt on one night, you know, because I'm inevitably cold. And I was in the first time, it was like last Sunday, I was on the Skyliner, one of the gondolas. I'm like, I'm going to have to put my sweatshirt on, I think. So, and I broke down and I had to put the sweatshirt on. So they can tend to get a little too, because the breeze, it's you know, think of it as wind chill factor in the gondola.
That's true.
That's true.
You're going to have to put little snuggies in the little snuggie Skyliner, Skyliner snuggies.
Yeah.
Especially for Floridians.
But yeah, you know, the Christmas party was great. I love the new fireworks show. I did a dessert party because I wanted to see the show. And
nice.
Yeah, it was just a good trip. It was a quote unquote slow time. You know, still packed. You know, but you know, it always amazes me when they say, oh yeah, it won't be that busy, and then I go to the Christmas party. I'm like, I hate to see this party when it's actually busy, because it was pretty packed.
Ricky, you just went to a Christmas party and you said it was very not packed, right?
Well, okay, so it was busy, but I had been to the Halloween party, and compared to the Halloween party, it was not as busy as the Halloween party was. So I don't know if maybe I got a good night, or if maybe the Halloween parties are more popular, or you know, or if what, but like I thought crowd wise it was way less at the Christmas party than it was for the Halloween party, but I might have gotten a good night too. So
Ricky had mentioned this earlier, the later parade is definitely starting to become more popular, because the one thing I wanted to do after fireworks, I wanted to ride Space Mountain with the new overlay.
Yes.
And maybe because it was down a little bit in the night, as soon as the fireworks went off, everybody raced over to Space Mountain. And luckily, I still had some juice left, so I got there pretty quick. But the second parade, it was much busier than the first parade.
What's up? So with
I don't know.
That. Disney is pushing the second parade in the My Disney Experience app. When you are there, and if you open the app when you're at the party, it might have been a push notification that I got too. But they definitely are pushing that second parade, and I think that that's why. I think that a lot of people are going, oh, hey, the second parade is going to be less busy, and now people are avoiding the first parade. So I do think that it's, it's working for Disney's pushing people to the second one, and I think that that's working to make that second one more crowded. So consider the first one now. I can't believe I'm saying those words, but consider the first one.
Yeah. No, that's definitely true, because we were watching the parade in the first one, and it was, it definitely wasn't as busy as the second one, and the second one was definitely busier.
So what'd you think of Space Mountain there? Ricky went crazy. She sent me a text like after I was in bed, but with the video and everything, she liked it.
Yeah, no, I loved it. It was awesome. I mean, it was really cool. I'm so glad they're doing that kind of stuff now, because I thought it was great. It's funny, because the last couple times I've went to one of the parties, it's been down. So I was like, all right, I won't go. But this time when it opened back up, we ran over there and were able to get on. It was definitely really cool.
So let me ask you this real quick before we cut you loose here, because I want to ask you this, and I want to ask Ricky too. I saw a post on Twitter yesterday, I think, and it was something that really got me thinking, because a lot of us like these overlays for like Space Mountain, Jingle Cruise, out in Disneyland, you have Haunted Mansion Holiday and, other things. Small World, they do an overlay sometimes.
I don't know if they do
this year, but
yeah, the holidays.
So, these are pretty major, like, it takes some time to flip them, like you got to take the attraction down to do that. Somebody was posting like, what's wrong with just playing Christmas music on the People Mover, or, hanging some garland around Pirates of the Caribbean or something, not retheming it for the holidays, but just spicing it up by just adding some music, adding some decorations, and not having to take it down, but maybe one day. I mean, is that cool, or is that like, I almost said Mickey Mouse, but is that like cheap and chintzy? Right. I mean, is it not good? I mean, what do you think?
Well, I think that's it. I think Disney kind of, whatever they do, if they do that, then the complaints are, oh, they could have done more.
True.
But then if they go all out, you have the people who it's their once in a lifetime trip that don't get to see the original, or people say, so it's kind of like a catch-22.
Yep.
I mean, I'm all for it, but it's easy for me to say, I know I'm going to go, and I've been so many times that, I like to see the different things. But I think, like you said, like if they do it and it's not enough, people complain. If they go way over the top, it's like, well, I didn't get to see what the original is. So it's a balance, I think, that they have to strike. And sometimes, sometimes they just choose like, we'll just leave it how it is. And that way you can't really
Exactly. And it's a shame, because nowadays so many things are like that. Like, they can't win. Like if they just play Christmas music on the People Mover, like, oh, well, we don't have red and green lights, or we don't have this and that, we don't have a Christmas tree at the corner by Space Mountain. They just played Christmas music. But then, so maybe they're just like, forget it. We just won't do anything. You're right. I mean, it's one of those situations where maybe they can't win and they get nervous. I mean, Ricky, what you see how like the pulse, especially nowadays, because anything that happens, social media is like right there immediately within 10 seconds. I mean, what do you think?
It's true. So with Disneyland, obviously it does take them longer to do these overlays. With Walt Disney World, all the overlays that they have done, they did in a day. I mean, what I'm saying? Like, or at least the equivalency of like a day or so. And the Jingle Cruise does not take long for them to set up. It takes a day. They don't have to take it down. And I think that they should. They don't care. They don't seem to care about the fact that, they're taking the Jingle Cruise and, changing it for the holiday season. They don't seem to care about the outcry of people for that one. So I think, I think it would be perfectly fine to be able to do those kind of things at some of the other attractions at Walt Disney World. They did at the Christmas party. They did have a Christmas music in the TTA. I don't know why they can't have it on a regular day. It was not anything that would like seemed out of the ordinary or anything like that. Like it just really blended nicely. That it only happened occasionally. So like, I don't see why they couldn't do that. Or I don't see why they couldn't do the Monsters Inc. Laugh Floor Christmas edition now, throughout the year. I get kind of like the Space Mountain thing You know, you would have people maybe who got up, you know, in an uproar about that one, but like, still, that was the best version. I mean, granted, the one in the dark was pretty intense. So, but being able to see the whole thing and all the lights, you know, with the whole thing basically lit up, that was the best version I think I've ever been on. Although the dark one was kind of second, but, you know, so I guess that that might ruin it for some people, but I don't see why they can't do this, besides the fact that they don't have a Christmas party that they have at Disneyland. They do have one at Walt Disney World, and they get extra money for it. And that's the only reason that I think that they don't do it really at Walt Disney World. That's it. Because they know they can get extra money for people to go to the Christmas party for it. So that's it. Yeah.
It's kind of their goal. I mean, you know, you can't fault them for making a special experience though for more money.
No, I get that. But no, it makes me sad.
I definitely agree. Yep.
All right, Justin, give us one tip, something folks, something you've learned over the years that maybe you can help somebody have a better trip here in the next couple months.
Plan, but don't get too upset or too crazy if your plans go awry. It happens, you know, it stinks when it happens, but you gotta be able to go with the flow. You know, we had a fast pass for Slinky Dog and Slinky Dog was down and we were kind of tired at that point and wanted to go back. So we just went over to Rock and Roller Coaster and rode that instead. We got an Anytime Fast Pass. And, you know, you gotta definitely plan. Don't be prepared that those plans can change and just kind of go with the flow. You'll still do something fun. You'll still have a good time. And that's really, you know, I think that's been said a lot, but it really is the truth.
Man, I got to hang out with you because you have the right attitude. Because, I mean,
you're still something fun. Exactly. I like that.
You're still at Walt Disney World, man. How bad is life? You know, you're fine.
Yeah. And listen, you know, anybody will tell you, I am not a patient person, but for some reason, when I go to Disney, I just have to learn. Maybe it's because I've been there so long. It's just, you have to learn to just go with the flow because you don't want to let something like that ruin your trip because as great as that one thing may be, there's 20 other things that are going to be just as fun, if not even more fun. So
that is awesome. Hey, thank you so much for calling in, sharing that with us, and hey, happy Thanksgiving to you, buddy.
You too, guys. Have a happy holidays.
All right, take care.
Bye.
Talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, 407-413-9395. I know we had some other callers coming in, so give us a call and get on in. I know, speaking of the holiday overlays, Jack Lindsay's getting a holiday overlay, right? I saw that.
I know. Yes, that seems really interesting what they're doing there. So yeah.
Is that like a light touch or is that going to be like a big deal? Because I just read the headline. I'm bad about that.
They haven't really announced it yet. I mean, as of when this comes out, they will have announced it. It comes out tomorrow as of when we record. So they're going to announce it on the Disney Parks blog tomorrow. So
I'm imagining it'll be Santa's hangar bar.
I have no idea what they're going to do. So
won't be Jack Lindsay's. It'll be Santa Claus. Yes, Santa Claus. Yes. All right, we have another caller. Hey, who's joining us?
Hey, this is Dennis from Texas. How are you?
Hey, Dennis.
Hey, Dennis.
Wait, hang on. I got to come back. Wait, I got to go back through the chat. Hang on. I have to tell you something. Hang on. Let's see. I have spoken. <Good news. laughs> What's going on, buddy?
Oh, not much. Not much. I've been enjoying your show. Actually, I was just listening to the last listener caller and show this morning while I was jogging, and I have to ask you guys if you ever figured out who the aggressive caller was.
You mean for the call-ins? I don't know. And I hope that I was worried about this morning when I was running Gnome. We're doing a live show this evening. And I'm thinking, God, what if Skype messed up and like we're really like using somebody's home phone? Like I'd feel terrible. Like if I'm sitting here giving out somebody's home phone number down in Florida. So I hope we're not. But I could totally see Skype doing that. So if we are, I'm sorry. We'll quit.
Yeah. Well, what can you do? So here's my question. At the end of March, I'm going to be chaperoning my high schoolers' orchestra trip to Disney World, and I'm going to end up having a lot of solo time in the parks, and it's going to be my first opportunity to get into Galaxy's Edge and some of these places. I'm not going to have a ton of time, and you know, Mike, I know that you recently were chaperoning a cheerleading trip there, so I was kind of looking for whatever tips you had.
No, I try to stay clear of the cheerleaders as much as possible. I just happened to be I was funding one single cheerleaders trip down to Walt Disney World. And that's a touchy subject today because they had their first competition and they didn't get their bid yet. So we got to, it'll happen. They're a good cheerleading squad. Just can't talk about that right now, which is fine. But no, the thing is when you're down there, it was the same thing because when you're there with a group like that, especially somebody that's competing or performing, the schedules are kind of rigid because they're, does your group have like a practice time and then a performance time? So it's kind of like your schedule's chopped up.
It's two different mornings that they have a practice and then a performance. But other than that, it's a whole lot of part-time over 4 days. And they get to do, I think, all four lands or all four parks at Disney World and then one day at Universal.
So, see, I don't really know exactly. I don't have great advice on that. How old are the kids?
High schoolers.
Okay. That could be good. That could be bad. Well, so everybody will have their own phone and stuff. So that's good. I mean, at least you can communicate via text or group me or whatever, you know, those apps. I don't know because, you know, I don't know, Ricky, what would you do? I mean, because I'd be scared to turn them loose. But I mean, in high school, you should be responsible enough to have like, you know, in 3 hours, we're going to meet at Pecos Bills and have lunch, you know, between 11 and 12. You have to check in then is what I would say. You don't have to be there the whole like 11 to 12. You just have to be there at some point between 11 and 12, check in, and then we're going to meet again at 3 o'clock or something. Ricky, what'd you say? Because you've probably seen blog articles and this stuff. I don't know.
I mean, yeah, I remember doing a high school trip like that myself, and it was interesting. So, I think, are you looking for what to do on your own, or like how to handle the alone time, or what are you really looking for, Dennis?
Well, these are high schoolers in the international baccalaureate program. They're all pretty responsible kids. Good. I'm not too worried about them. It's and in fact, I promised my high schooler that I was going to stay away as much as possible. And so my biggest thing is I'm going to probably have like 3 or 4 hours in Galaxy's Edge.
Yeah.
Which is the biggest thing I'm looking forward to. And I know you all had a previous caller that was talking about that. But if you had that kind of time, which is not as much as I want, but I've not been there before, right, what would you do with that time?
Rise of the Resistance. That's the first thing I would do. I mean, I know we haven't ridden it yet, but I mean, I would, based off of everything that I've heard, I would go to Rise. And then after that, because I don't know how long the wait is going to be for that. So hopefully it won't be 3 hours. I think it has a better capacity than Flight of Passage, but I mean, I guess we'll find out here soon. So I would do Rise. And then after that, anything else that you can get in. Smuggler's Run does have a single rider line. So if you have time, maybe hit up the single rider line. Now you will be the engineer.
Yeah, that stinks. The engineer's boring.
But if you haven't been and you just want to see
true.
The
that is true. I almost cried just getting in the cockpit. So yeah.
That's true. Then you could consider that. I would maybe dine maybe a Docking Bay 7 or get a Ronto wrap. If you've got time for that, the first thing I would do is I'd hit up Rise of the Resistance, and then anything after that that I could do, I'd explore the land, see what they have, you know, kind of see the shops and the stalls and things like that. And, that's kind of how I'd handle it. Like I would get Rise first, and then anything else is great.
Well, and Dennis, if anybody's supposed to build a lightsaber, it's you. You're going to do that, right? You have to make a lightsaber.
Well, I'm going to get a chance to go actually to the Galaxy's Edge in Disneyland next August when Celebration's out there. So I'm saving the lightsaber for then because I'm going to have like a whole day. But I'm just trying to get my first impressions there in March. So I can't not go in there when it's going on.
Oh,
so,
no. You have to.
Yeah.
God, that is, it's made for you. I mean, this is... The thing is, like, you're going to notice things that none of us do, which I think is, I mean, because that's what I love about Disney is how you can go into a land and really appreciate it on so many different levels where you're going to see things that I have no idea what they are. You know, and I'm a big original trilogy fan, you know, and I've watched Force Awakens a million times, Rogue One and, you know, stuff like that, the prequels a bunch of times. But I don't know, like, the canon of, like, the Clone Wars and the Resistance and all that stuff, where I'm sure that there's stuff in there you're going to be like, oh, my gosh, I can't believe, like, I'm walking past this. And I'm thinking, there's a crate, you know, with some writing on it. I don't know what that means. You know, because I'm not into it that deep. But I think this is it's so made for you. I can't wait for you to get to see it.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I'm very excited. Very excited.
That's awesome. Yeah. Well, hey, how's the running going? You doing well?
Well, yes. I actually sprained a knee a couple weeks ago, and so it's just kind of recovering from that. And so it's been some shorter runs than I'd like, but I just got to be careful because I'm hoping to make a half marathon in the next month or two. So, just taking it careful. And I've saved your all shows for my running, and so I'm behind by about 3 or 4 weeks. And it was really fun to get to hear y'all again this morning. And I just kept hearing that guy call in with, what do you guys want? And
so, I got so nervous. I'm like, please don't curse. Please don't curse. We've worked for 10 years. We've kept a clean rating and I don't want to miss it in the edit or something. I was like, oh, I was sweating bullets. And I feel bad if I'm calling somebody's house, you know, putting his phone number out. So I thought it was me. So who knows? We've made it so far. We've almost got to the end of the show and he hasn't called. So we're good.
Yeah. Right. Well, I won't say anything bad.
Okay, good. No, I appreciate it. Well, hey, Dennis, happy Thanksgiving to you, buddy, and hope to see you soon.
Yes.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving, guys.
All right, talk to you soon.
Thanks a lot.
All right, bye, Dennis.
Bye.
I love it. He's worried for us. He's worried for us.
Hey, I'm worried for us, too.
Yeah, I mean, do I tempt fate and take one more call?
No.
I do. 407-413-9395. Give us a call. We'll take one more call. So, yeah, it's a really exciting time of the year, and I have one big announcement here at the end of the show, so we'll keep it open. Right. And, you know, Dennis, if you don't know, Dennis does a Star Wars podcast. Like, he's actually done a couple of them, and he is, like, the biggest Star Wars person I've ever met. So when he said he wasn't making the lightsaber, I'm like, wait, what? I mean, like, what? If anybody's going to make a lightsaber, it's got to be Dennis. But he's waiting for the whole – I get it. He's having the whole Star Wars weekend at Disneyland.
Yes.
Do you think there's a difference between the two from what you've heard? You haven't been to both.
No, I mean, I haven't been to the one in Disneyland, obviously, but minus the third entrance. No, I don't think there's some differences in color palette, which I've heard.
Have you heard people like argue like, oh man, Disneyland's better or like, no, gotta go to World. I haven't heard that at all.
The only thing that's different is the color palette that I've seen. So yeah, that's it.
All right, here we go. God. Taking the last call of the day. Cross of my fingers. Who's joining us?
I promise I'm not gonna. I promise I'm not gonna curse, Mike. It's Adam from New Hampshire. How's it going?
Oh, thank goodness!
Woo! All right,
we made it. Sure, okay, I'm closing the phone lines. We made it through a whole show. It's the first time in three tries. Yeah, how's it going, Adam? Thanks for calling in.
Doing well, thanks. How are you guys?
Wonderful, wonderful.
Awesome. Yeah, we're a little more than 24 hours removed, and we're already going through the Walt Disney World withdrawal. So,
man, between you and Justin, we have boots on the ground calling in today.
That's right.
Great.
So, how was the trip?
Trip was great. You know, we had really good weather, say for last Sunday when we got in, it was a little cold. You know, it's funny, we left New England. It was 19 degrees when we woke up to get ready to go for our flight. And it was about a little more than 50 when we hit the ground in Orlando. So, you know, we didn't leave New England to get to 50 degree weather. So thankfully it got much better as the week went on, well, you know, thankfully. So we definitely had a great week.
From what I saw, the Cowboys Patriots game that's going on right now, it looks like it's pretty nasty up there as we speak.
Came right back home to it. It's like it never left. It hung around for us for a week, so we're right back into it.
That's true. So, give us some highlights from the trip. What was the best part of it?
I mean, there's a lot of great stuff. We had a lot of firsts. Some new things that we did this time. We took we took our two girls to 1900 Park Fair and had dinner for the first time. That was really great. The character interaction was great there. The stepsisters are just fantastic. If you ever had a chance to go do 1900 Park Fair, the interactions with the stepsisters are great. And Lady Tremaine even was fantastic too. She played the part perfectly and she really made the experience great for us. And there's a part during the dinner where the prince and Cinderella are out in the middle of the floor and they're waltzing. And there's an announcement that comes on and says, you know, if someone asks you to come waltz, please come out to the floor and waltz with us. And Prince Charming walked over and took my daughter Lucy's hand and waltzed out in the middle of the floor at 1900 Park Fair with her. So it was a very special experience.
Heck yeah. That's why you go to Disney right there.
Oh, absolutely. Awesome. Absolutely. Yeah. We did Tusker House for the first time at Animal Kingdom for breakfast. Great, great food, great characters. Our infant, our 1-year-old, kind of took her a couple of days to sort of warm up to the characters. Her first couple of days, our first couple of meals, she not a big fan, but as the week went on, she sort of kind of got more used to them, and especially the princesses and the non, you know, the face characters. Yeah. She definitely, I think, enjoyed those much more. She liked to play coy. She'd look at them, she'd smile, and then they'd smile and wave, and she'd duck her head and hide in my wife's shoulder. So she was very coy.
Aww.
Those are the best
times, though.
Yeah, because they start, you know, once they get out of that stage, it's a whole different ballgame. Those are the cutest pictures, though, when you just catch them peeking at them and smiling. And don't look back at me, though, please. It'll freak me out. I remember those days.
Exactly. And we did Memory Maker this time. It was our first time doing Memory Maker. And it was absolutely worth the money. So great. The pictures we got from Memory Maker, just the candids of those moments in between the actual like posed pictures with the characters are priceless.
Oh, so true.
Yep, yeah, because I mean, for listening, Disney.
Yes,
sorry.
That's true. Exactly. Take as many as you can. We need people.
Yes.
Yeah. Absolutely. And Lucy got to, you know, a couple of firsts for Lucy. She got to ride Slinky Dog for the first time. She wasn't tall enough last year. So yeah. I actually took her last year and I got her measured and they gave her the little, hey, come back and ride this ride when you're tall enough. And it basically serves as a fast pass. So she made the cut this year. She was tall enough. So she got to ride Slinky Dog for the first time. And we ride her swap. So actually, technically, she got to ride it twice in a row. So great experience for her. She loved it. She got to ride the Mine Train for the first time. Loved that as well. And she even made the cut and got to ride Soarin. So a couple of, you know, big time firsts for her this time around.
You know, I've always wondered, Adam, if people hang on to those passes. You know, when they say, you know, come back when you're tall enough and ride. I'm always like, nobody remembers those things. I always get lost. But it's cool that she hung on to it and, you know, grew. And there you go. Rookie's still waiting to be tall enough to ride a bunch of rides.
I'm still waiting to be tall enough.
Maybe someday. Maybe someday, Ricky, you'll make it.
Maybe. I'm crossing my fingers.
Keep drinking your milk and eating your vitamins. You'll make it.
Yes. Can I have the Flintstone ones? I think that those will help.
I eat two of those every morning. That's when I was low on my iron, they told me I could have two Flintstones a day and that would help. And I do still. Awesome. Don't laugh, man.
Absolutely.
Barney Rubble's 10 million
strong and growing.
That's exactly right.
But they got to taste like, you know, chalk
they
and
do.
Some hint of like grape or something.
They
I mean,
do.
That's
They're...
the only kind that's... you have to eat. Yes.
That's how you know they're working.
Yeah, they're a combination of really good and disgusting at the same time. So,
absolutely.
So, where'd you guys stay?
We stayed at Pop Century. So we took full advantage of the Skyliner. Complete and utter Skyliner fan now. The monorail used to be my favorite mode of Disney transportation. It's now the Skyliner.
That's so awesome.
So convenient, so easy, efficient. The ride is smooth. It's quiet. It's fantastic. We complimented the cast members as we were getting off the Skyliner one night, leaving Epcot, because we were just, this is great. This is, you know, we were gushing over the Skyliner. It was that amazing.
It's a great ride and it's fun. And it's, you know, it is kind of like a ride to get to the rides. But I mean, the biggest thing for me about the Skyliner and staying at Pop or staying at Caribbean Beach is, how quickly, I mean, that thing just eats people. I mean, I was in a huge line at the end of Epcot the day it opened. I mean, I was like, oh my gosh, this is a crazy, crazy line. I mean, it just swallowed that crowd. And I was back, you know, within 20, 25 minutes. I'd have been waiting an hour and a half for a bus. It'd have been crazy.
Yep.
Oh, the exact same thing happened to us. It was about 20 minutes from the time we got in line after Epcot Forever to when we boarded a Skyliner to get to Caribbean Beach. I mean, just so quick, so efficient. The line was just huge. And it was one of those, one of those lines that you just look at and you go, oh my God, this is going to take forever.
It's going to take forever.
And 25 minutes in, you know, we're on the Skyliner heading back, you know, to the Riviera. And, you know, as compared to leaving Happily Ever After on Monday night from Magic Kingdom and waiting over an hour for a bus back to Pop Century and having that bus be jammed full of people. You know, you're elbow to elbow with people all throughout the bus.
Yes, you are.
And, you know, the Skyliner, there was seven of us in the bus, in the Skyliner. The difference is incredible. And, you know, I really hope that Disney looks at this and says, this is working great. We need to expand this because they've really hit the jackpot with this.
I'm just thinking, like, the guest satisfaction when they survey people. I mean, with Skyliner, it just has to be through the roof. I mean, it's for one thing, it's a super green method, and that's one of their big initiatives. You know, it's you know, it could take a ton of buses off the roads. I mean, they're always going to need buses for certain things, but it could really, really minimize the need for buses, you know, in a decade. And it's just, everybody has a seat. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, you don't think about that, but like on the bus, it's like 50-50. You know, a lot of people don't have seats and you're, you know, if you're short like Ricky, your nose is probably up in somebody's armpit.
I can't reach the hand. I better hold on to something. I better be my husband because I can't hold on to random strangers because that's weird. So
it just has, I mean, to me,
you can make friends really easily. Easily on the bus. It happens. My daughter does it all the time.
Yes. Can I hug you? Because I can't hold on to the handrails.
We got that big left coming up on Victory Lane. So hold on. I'm going to grab you here for a second. All kinds of issues there. So give us a couple other highlights before we close out the show today.
We did a couple of really unique experiences. We had my daughter Molly's first haircut at the Harmony Barbershop, our last full day in the parks. She cried a lot, but the moments that she wasn't crying were great. And you know, they did the whole thing. Yeah. The pixie dust and the ear hat, the first haircut ear hat and the certificate. We have all of that now. So those would be, you know, items that we keep and show her when she's old enough to kind of understand what went on. And then Lucy got to go to the Pirates League and get made up like a mermaid. So they did her hair, they put a flower in her hair and gave her a bracelet and a necklace, and they did makeup. They made her eye, you know, did eyeshadow and scales around her eyes to make her look like a mermaid. And she had a sash. So she, you know, wore that the rest of the day and all the way through our greetings with the princesses. And then storybook dining that night at Artist Point. She, you know, she was a mermaid princess. It was great.
So now how old is she?
She is going to be 5 next, this coming Saturday.
And how long did the makeup stay on?
It lasted most of the day.
That's pretty good. I was going to say, because usually it's like, you know, you pay to get them all made up. They look so cute. And then it's like, I'm hot. It's like all dripping.
Yeah. Well, she realized that she had makeup on and she knew that she had to be careful of it. She, you know, she's very conscious when it comes to that stuff, makeup and nail polish. She doesn't want it to. She doesn't want to get ruined because she likes the way she looks when she has it on. So she's very, very conscious of that.
I'll say you definitely have a princess in the family already.
In more ways than one.
I know the feeling with one of them. The other one's an athlete. So, yeah, I got one of each. All right. So give us one more highlight from the trip and then give us a tip.
Well, let's see. I mean, there was a ton. There was so much great stuff. I mean, just, you know, seeing Lucy's face when she got to ride the more thrilling attractions, you know, Slinky Dog, having her run off and I got to, you know, it was so much fun. And I had, you know, this and, you know, meeting princesses and characters we'd never met before. We met Aladdin and Jasmine and Mulan in China at the World Showcase and Mike and Sully at Hollywood Studios. So, you know, a lot of great new character experiences and just, I mean, a lot of fun and a lot of memories that we're going to have for forever. And just, you know, it's that knowing that we, you know, that first time for Molly, she's not going to remember it, but we will. And that's going to be special to us.
Yeah. And like you said, you have memory makers. So right there, you have the images forever, you know, and you can, you know, when she's going on her first date, you know, no, you don't want to talk about that because you have two girls. I'm the same way. It's crazy. But I mean, then you can pull it out. Look, here's you and a monster. You know, here's you and Mike Wazowski.
Yeah. Yep. Absolutely.
Looks like your date. That's what you tell the date. You know, you don't look much different than this guy. You got long arms.
I'd rather you go out with him.
Exactly. You look like Sully a little. You know, you're kind of hairy and got long arms. So, yeah, no, that's fine.
Exactly.
So, okay, give us, like, one tip because you were down there. You just returned. Like, is there something you learned that, like, oh, man, I need to tell people to do this or I learned that on this trip?
If you are there with a baby or an infant, you know, Molly had just turned 1 when we made the trip. The baby care centers, they have the baby care centers in each of the parks. Take advantage because they're really nice. They're beautiful places, you know, well-designed places for you to take your child if you have to nurse or change them or just get them out of the heat or whatever for a few minutes. They really do a nice job with those. And then, you know, Skyliner, use it. It's fantastic. I can't say it enough.
Amen. That is so true. I love it. I love it. I even have my shirts and everything. I'm a fan. Well, hey, Adam, thank you so much for calling in. I'm glad you had a great trip. And we're going to do the skin in December. So hopefully we'll hear from you next month.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
All right. Happy Thanksgiving to you. Right. Have a good one with the family.
You too. Happy Thanksgiving. Have a great night.
All right. Bye-bye. All right, so that is going to just about wrap the show, but I got to make the announcement. Ricky, should I make the announcement?
Oh, I guess so, because I don't know what it is.
All right, so we did this last year, and it was really one of the highlights of the year for me, and I got a lot of great feedback from this. Remember in December, we did a live call-in show, and we took Christmas memories or holiday memories. You know, if you're like, if you celebrate Hanukkah or whatever you celebrate.
I was not on that one. I think you did that by yourself.
I think I did. But I want you to be a part of it. I'm going to get Pam to join us too. But what I want to do in December, and it'll be a Sunday night. I'll put out the date here in the next week or two,
it'll yeah, that be, might not work for me, by the way. Well, just letting
if,
you know.
Even if you're out of town, we'll probably do it like in the teens of December. So the goal
that
is...
That might be the only one that works for me. Just throwing that out there.
We'll figure it out. I mean, if I have to do it by myself, I have to do it by myself. But here's the thing.
Okay.
What we're going to do is, you know, they can be Disney memories. You could talk about how, you know, I talked about my tradition is we always watch the Disney Parks special as we unwrap our gifts on Christmas morning. Actually, we're usually done by then. We're eating our breakfast and we watch it. But the thing is, like, what I like is just hearing what people do for the holidays, you know, and what I want this show to be is a collection of Christmas and holiday memories. Again, no matter what you celebrate, that you can take with you, save this podcast for when you're like, we drive to my in-laws for Christmas Eve to open the gifts. And it's about it's a closer ride this year because we moved. We're all in St. Charles County now, or actually they're in Lincoln County, but you know, we're closer together. But what I'd like, you know, as you go over the river and through the woods on Christmas to take something with you that's Christmas or holiday memories as you travel from place to place to see your friends and family. So it'd be fun hearing, you know, what folks in New England, one of their Christmas memories, or California, Hawaii, or Japan, or Australia. You know, I think that it's fun to listen to with the family as you're traveling from place to place. Just, it doesn't have to be Disney either. It can be. We're a Disney show, but it doesn't have to be for one show of the year. We can just share our holiday memories and how we celebrate in our families. Cause you know, like one of the things my grandma always made were dressing balls. You know, she Thanksgiving and Christmas, she took like stuffing and made them into balls and put them in a bowl. And so like, as we came over, everybody started arriving for Christmas Eve or Thanksgiving, there's a huge bowl of dressing balls. And so you just grab them. That was like an appetizer. Really weird looking. I mean, I've tweeted pictures of them. You've seen them. Pam makes them now. But I mean, that's like something that they're awesome. Like that's a Rahlman thing. And like, I want to hear those kind of stories. Like, you know, what are your traditions? What are your favorite things to do? So we are going to do that. Watch for that for a December live call-in show. It'll probably be like an hour and a half, 2 hours. So you can take it with you on the road as you travel over the holiday season. Something you can listen to with the family. Hopefully your kids will enjoy it too. And we can all learn something. So I'm excited for that. My dad really liked that show last year and he just listened to the podcast. Okay.
Yeah.
When I get Dodie's, you know,
that's
approval,
right.
That's a pretty big thing for me.
Yes.
So anyway, that's what we're going to do in December. So stand by for that. We'll put it on the Facebook page right away. But please, please give us a call for that. Think about what you want to share because we want to share kind of our fun family traditions for the holidays. All right. Don't forget today's show brought to you by our friends over at the Magic for Less Travel. When it comes time for your next Disney adventure, Walt Disney World, Disneyland, Disney Cruise Line, Adventures by Disney, even Universal, check out the folks over at the Magic for Less. TheMagicForLess.com. Fill out that free no obligation quote form. And if you put the Be Our Guest podcast, it's going to be me. Just like Justin Timberlake. It's going to be me.
You are not Justin Timberlake. That is for dang sure.
That's right. You put the Be Our Guest podcast. It's going to be me. And we're going to be working together on that trip.
Justin Timberlake. Just throwing that out there.
Just saying. I got my strings. Look, I look like I'm just another player in my game.
Not Justin Timberlake. Sorry.
Bye. All right. So anyway, magicforless.com.
That's what I'm telling you. Bye. Stop it.
And as you do your shopping this holiday season, please use our Amazon affiliate link. It helps us keep everything going throughout the year. It's BeOurGuestPodcast.com/Amazon. You get all your Prime benefits. Cost you nothing extra. It's a win-win. Use the link. Again, BeOurGuestPodcast.com/Amazon. T Public Store on our page, BeOurGuestPodcast.com. There's a link there. You can click there and watch. There's always specials for T-Public. I get emails all the time and Twitter and stuff.
Does this go out on Cyber Monday?
No, I think it's after that.
Oh, okay. Well, then never mind. Cyber Monday sales are over.
You know there's going to be more sales all the way till Christmas. So
there's more sales. Yeah, exactly.
So it's the, you know, post-Cyber Monday sale. Yes. All right, so we've gone long, but we've had a good time. Yes. Thank you to everybody who was a part of the live show. We love these. We've been doing these since probably 9 years ago. We kind of got away from them for a while, but these are my favorite because we get to talk to everybody. So I love these, and we didn't get the bad call this time. So bonus
don't
for us.
Moment.
Give us a follow on Twitter and Instagram at BeOurGuestPod, at BeOurGuestMike, Facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast, and we'll be back again on Wednesday with your listener questions. So for Pam and Ricky, I'm Mike wishing you a great Monday. It's time to head back to work, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at BeOurGuestPodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.